I'm in the Danish Pavilion with Gita Erskine. Gita, I'd like to talk to you about this fantastic exhibition and why you chose the artist, Ulla Fornesian. It's a really big undertaking. I mean, you've done a lot with the pavilion, so I'd like to talk about some of the logistics of that for a curator trying to do this in Venice with a pavilion that has all kinds of restrictions on it.
Yeah. Well, Olafur Eliasson himself is very much aware about the architecture where he's exhibiting. In all his shows all over the world, he is trying to dialogue with the architecture. So when we started out working on this project more than a year ago, we all of us went to Venice, and we were here at the roof of the pavilion. We simply grabbed a ladder and climbed up on the roof in order to get the spirit of the pavilion. Olafur Eliasson himself actually is the one that wanted to open up the pavilion, to do it more like a huge loop, a huge pattern of movement. So as a curator, I've of course been in dialogue with Olafur Eliasson all the time about how does this work artistically and in terms of the visitors who will enter here. What we see now is a complete work of art. Also, all the architectural interventions are also made by the artist himself, of course, in dialogue with me. But he is the artist who created everything here.
As you walk through the space, the video pieces, you look down, you look up, you look through the walls. This multifaceted sensation that you get to your body walking through, which is essential to his work, works extremely well here. It's has a fantastic sense of design.
Yeah.
When you chose the artist, did you already have a concept in your mind?
Yes, I knew Olafur Eliasson's work very well. And I knew that he is he's thinking in totalities and that he wanted this exhibition to be an entity and not separate works with small signs beside. As a curator, I was, you know, extremely open-minded, because I knew that he, as an artist, would have the grand overview. And it was important for both of us to have the dialogue in the building itself, that the different works are communicating, so to speak, that the mirror kaleidoscopes in the one side are communicating with the slightly different mirror kaleidoscopes in the other side of the building. So this idea of a total entity was the main idea of the project.